like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time, John.
Listen, Carolyn, listen. Regrets, I've had a few, but then too few to really mention. Do those lyrics mean anything to you?
Is this a karaoke hour? What's going on? We're talking about the movie Looper.
And that's my lead into it. Frank Sinatra talking about regrets of his life. What do? Go back in time. Change it. And that's what most movies like Looper are doing. They're going back to change the future.
Mm.
And so Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis are engaged in a combat because they're both playing the same character.
So the Joseph Gordon-Levitt character put in a predicament where he has to kill their 30-year older version of himself.
That's
seems a little confusing, and it kind of is, but it actually, I was surprised at how easy it is to follow when you're watching
this film. If you can follow Christopher Nolan's Memento and Inception, you can follow this easily. It's one of the best science fiction movies to come out in the last several years, and I'm thinking about Children of Men in 2006 and Source Code 2011. Don't be put off by the fact that this is an intricate science fiction movie about time travel.
Oh, no, definitely not, because this is both enjoyable and I feel like this movie, and if you go see it, you'll probably get what I'm saying by this, is almost two separate movies. Bruce Willis's character is basically hunting the younger version of himself.
Sure, and we're not introduced to older Joe, that is played by Willis, until after the first act of the film. It is one of the few science fiction movies in the last few years that has very little special effects or CGI. I mean, it relies on characterization and intricate story. For instance, the gun that these loopers, they're called, these are the people who go back in time to eliminate other people, or themselves as it may turn out, are carrying some kind of a steam pump shotgun, and the cars they drive look like they're straight out of the south end of some city.
The idea is they play with a lot of themes here, which is very clever. So, of course, there's the whole time travel concept.
Yes.
But the idea is everything is derived from something else. So to think about the future, cartoons like the Jetsons make us think that it's going to be so different. We don't all of a sudden change. Things are derivative. And that's the way it is in this movie, which I thought was really clever.
That's a beautiful point. The year is actually 2072.
Right.
It isn't futuristic like anything that we've envisioned or many of the films that we have seen on that. The existential element of this, who are we? How do we shape our lives? What decisions do we make? And the big question for me that this one poses, and I thought a lot about it after I'd seen it, is would I sacrifice to make a life different for somebody else, for in fact to save a whole population, if I was faced with myself as a young man or a child that I might have born or somebody else's that was close to me?
So interesting that you bring this back to yourself, John.
I always do.
I mean, I think this reminds me of a lot of novels, actually. This doesn't remind me of any movie I've ever seen, because while we do have other time travel movies and science fiction types of movies that have done very, very good jobs at communicating a message, the same kind of theme is like Parable of the Sower, Octavia Butler, who wrote that, or like a Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, good one.
You
yeah.
think of these things that where the future is not what you maybe think it would be like, but it is kind of bleak and dark. Yet at the core of these characters who you really feel for, I think in this movie in particular, the acting was impeccable. And I think, you know, the good thing about this movie is there's a twist and there is a surprise. And it seemed to me, now tell me if you agree with me on this, they're setting this up for another movie. You just never know. So what's your grade, John?
Carolyn?
Yes?
I think that I had been in the mood to find one, and I have found an A.
Can we get a round of applause? And John, I don't think I have I ever given an A on this?
I don't think so.
And you know what? I am going to give Looper an A as well.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. We did it our way. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Get